Boy Speaks, episode 938, iOS 9 public beta.
I've had about 24 hours to play with the iOS 9 public beta. And yes, I loaded it on my primary device, but I also took two backups on different computers in case, in case I'm traveling and something goes wrong and I've got to revert. I can at least get back to a known good state. That's all sort of normal stuff that I do when I'm about to install beta stuff. But anyway, I guess a couple of things I like. There's a new sort of web view, I guess, that you can bring up in third party applications. And one of the applications I'm testing right now, they actually have this feature enabled, and it's actually really cool. So it's an obvious. It brings up what looks like Safari, right? But I can easily go back to the app that I was in. And in fact, even if one app calls another, there's already a little thing up in the corner that says go back to the previous app, which is also really cool. It makes it a little bit simpler to deal with. I'm trying to think. I haven't played with Siri. I haven't played with some of the new searching functionality. I have found my share of random bugs in apps, which again, you kind of expect when you are testing beta software. In some cases, I've told the app developers, but I'm beta I'm beta testing their apps, so it's useful to know if there's any problems with these guys. But I'm also not leaving 1-star reviews either when an app doesn't work, because I'm running beta version of iOS. I mean, the whole reason for making this public beta is because, well, number one, Apple knew people were doing this anyway. But second of all, it's good that before it gets released to a wider audience, you want to make sure that all the bugs are found. And what better way to do that than to have non-developer users actually using it and submitting feedback and that kind of thing. And I suspect that there's going to be I'm going to have more things to say about it as I go. As I say, yes, I found some random bugs. I can work around most of them. There is an issue in Overcast. I probably need to report to Marco so that maybe he'll fix it. I'm not going to berate him because it's not working. I'm sure he's working on other things, but it's not something I would recommend unless you're prepared to deal with beta problems. And then don't yell at other developers when their stuff doesn't work on the beta. That's kind of the bargain that you make is you realize that things are going to be kind of broken and you're okay with that. Maybe I kind of debated not doing it, and I said, well, I'm going to wait for the public beta because I could have done it earlier. And I figured at the point where it was the initial developer betas, I figured at that point it would be just ridiculous. I'm sure there'd be all kinds of bugs and stuff. So I at least waited for public beta before I loaded it on my device. But if you want to give it a try, you can get up on it. But I might wait a little bit until the next public beta comes out before starting to load the device. It'll be interesting to see how quickly they actually release new betas publicly, not just to developers. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.